Your spiritual transformation can be an exhausting and frightening experience. Many of us hold on to a personal safety net, but the path of liberation can be walked effortlessly. Welcome to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment, with Brigitte Boyer and Saint Germain. Join many divine masters and angels of love and light who are here to help ease the intensity of these times of birthing a new paradigm on Earth. Now here's your host, Brigitte Boyer.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome again to The Power of Transformation. It is so wonderful to be with all of you here today again. My name is Brigitte Boyer, and I will be your host for the next hour. Also with me is Ascended Master Saint Germain, who will use me as his channel and instrument of the light to speak to you directly during this time. If you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. You can also contact me directly via email at info@lightbridge101.com. I also very much recommend signing up for my newsletter on my website to receive channeled messages from the Hierarchy of Light on a regular basis. That is just another form of support that can help you on your path of enlightenment. All the music on the show is created by Mike Snyder. To find out more about him, other recorded music, and his events and his services in general, please go to my resource tab on my website. And we are doing regular events, full moon events sometimes, and events for auspicious occasions. The recordings of those events can be all found there too. Now let's start with the show. And first, I have to apologize. I know I said last time that we would have members of the Fourth Ray here today. But as it goes, this is not my show. It's Saint Germain's show and the show of the Hierarchy of Light. And they kind of switched things around for me and said, no, this is important to continue to focus on that love that is so much connected to the Christ consciousness too. And to bring everything together, to melt everything together because of these rather restless times we are all experiencing with all these refugees in Europe and bombings and attacks and the airplanes crashing. There's just so much going on, so much fear coming up because of it. Someone just told me about some of the potential turmoil that Chicago is facing. So there is, again, such intense times of fears and concerns and anger and frustration that is surfacing that makes it so important for us to just stay focused as much as we can on the vibration of love. And the Christ consciousness really in this case has not so much anything to do with the religion, but with a consciousness that incorporates the power of love, of divine wisdom and power itself merged into oneness, because all three elements work together as a whole, kind of need each other, really. It's not one without the other. You need the power to cradle this vibration of love and to ensure that nothing can interfere with that love. And there also has to be willingness to empty yourself, to illuminate yourself with that higher frequency from the divine to enter you and to work with you and through you, so that through that cradling of the love, you become that great channel and instrument that can bring about much change in the world. And the fact that you are listening to this radio show shows how connected you are to Saint Germain, how connected you are to the violet flame and the desire to bring transformation into the world. You have that deep, deep feeling and desire to be of service and to assist humanity as a whole in the ascension process, in the awakening process that is experienced at this time. And that has been so much triggered with, even more triggered with December 21st, 2012, where we changed into a whole new era of consciousness. Now this, as much as we would like it to happen in the blink of an eye, it is a process. Transformation is a process. And key elements in this process is to nurture yourself, to be kind to yourself, and to recognize that when times such as 11-11 portals are opened and higher frequencies are coming in, that, as I said the last time, it kind of stirs up the pot. It brings up to the surface long-forgotten feelings, memories, storylines that you thought you might have already worked through. And so these times become rather intense following an auspicious day where we have the opportunity to purge and release what no longer serves us, to truly step into our divine self, into our divine role, into that alignment with our spiritual self, so that it can more effortlessly work with us and through us to help us enter a life of love, joy, peace, and harmony, and also bring abundance to us. And key in this process is to release any preconceived ideas of how this all has to come about. Often we expect love to show up a certain way, to look a certain way. We expect money and any form of support to show up a certain way because that's how we learned it. That's how society and our community has taught us life should be. You have to work really hard to get results. And so sometimes these expectations actually hinder the hierarchy of light to bring to you what rightfully is your heritage. And so key is to envision what you choose to experience and to express it to the members of the hierarchy of light, to your guardian angel, to the spirit guide that you're working with, that that is what you choose to experience, but then also to allow it to come about instead of creating such a structure around it that doesn't allow the vision to really breathe and unfold as it needs to. And we are all in the path of unfoldment, just like a beautiful lotus flower or any flower of that matter. When we open up our beautiful petals, if we were restricted or conformed or put into a narrow spot, which our consciousness can be sometimes, it can be very narrow through fear, then it cannot unfold, it cannot open up in the natural process, in the natural way. So key always is to allow life to unfold in its own way as much as you can allow it to. Now, I understand that sometimes we are in situations that are rather painful, whether it's through physical illness, sickness, or whether it is from an emotional trauma that you have been going through. And so it's not always that simple to say, I choose to be in a place of love. I choose to surrender and allow something greater than me to work with me and through me, especially if there's a pain level. But I invite you to experience today's radio show where Saint Germain is going to take you on an inner journey just for a little bit and allow yourself to be touched and blessed and supported and carried. And that's really the idea of this radio show series, is to support you in making it easier for you to release some of that heaviness that you might have been carrying with you for a long time. So that being said, I will now turn the word over to Saint Germain, who will then address you directly. So let's just see what Saint Germain has to offer as guidance and to support this process of bringing the three flames of the Christ consciousness together within you. But I want to mention that as I do that, we are going to have our first opening song by Mike Snyder. And I invite you, as you listen to it, to really open yourself up to the presence of Saint Germain. Because even though you might be listening to the radio at a different time, to the recording, or wherever you are, he's going to be present with you. And you can feel it. You can feel his essence touching your heart and assisting you in transforming and transmuting discordant energies from within you, from your physical body, emotional body, mental body. So this is also about supporting you through receiving healing energy. During the music piece, open yourself up to also receive his love and blessing at this time. Greetings, everyone. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I come before you at this time of great change for all of you. And all of you have reached a unique crossroad in your life. You've been prepared for this. 2015 has further prepared you for this. You've aligned yourself with your spiritual self, with your divine I Am presence. You've worked in releasing what no longer served that alignment over and over and over again. So now is not the time to become impatient, but to celebrate yourself as the human that you are, and remembering that this human that you are is also spiritual in nature. And when we talk about the Christ consciousness, it goes far beyond the religion. The Christ consciousness is a state of being. It is a state of being where you embrace all of you as well as everything around you. It is that consciousness of oneness that always recognizes the divinity within yourself and within everything that you come in contact with. And so today we are going to remind you of your own divinity, of your own love, of your own true Christ self that has always been there. You've always had it within you. You've just forgotten that it was there. And understandably so, you're part of the human consciousness that is very much struggling right now to release the old paradigm of fear, of war, of hatred, of anger, of control. And so you are awakening within you further and further the power of the feminine to give birth to a whole new form of existence. And yes, there is a struggle. There is that beating up of two force fields, one trying to control the other, whereas the other is only trying to free itself to become a reality in the knowing that it will bring great benefit to all that is. And so you feel that struggle at times within you, the feeling of guilt when you do something that truly brings joy to your life, and yet there's a part of you that knows that only through that vibration of joy can you anchor the new paradigm first into your own life and then assist humanity as a whole to also anchor it on Earth. And so with this particular radio series, what we are doing here is creating a pathway for you to walk. And even so you might have missed a couple of episodes, it does not make a difference. Because in truth within you, you already hold that first ray of power. You already hold that second ray of divine wisdom, of higher truth. And you also hold the ray of love very strongly within you. So when I merge them today, and I'm already starting to work on every individual who's listening to this right now, as I work with you to not only bring those three aspects even stronger together within you, but to interweave them so that they can be more effective in working as a team in harmony within you and outside of you at all times, you will feel that. You will feel that throughout the next few days, weeks, it will become very apparent to you where one aspect has been neglected. Understand that the path of awakening, the path of transformation, the path of ascension is not linear at all. There are different aspects that you, and I'm saying you, not we doing it to you, that you choose to experience, that you choose to go through an initiatory process to raise your vibrational frequency up in that area. So there will be tests in your life that you've chosen to test you on your willpower. If you're truly willing to surrender to that greater part of you, if you're truly willing to have that trust and faith in your divine presence, to guide you and to provide for you and to show you the way, to show you the direction. Even so you might be blindfolded for a moment, even so you might not hear us at a certain time, trust and have faith that this too shall pass. And when you can begin to hear and see us again, that then everything will look differently and you will have gone through a transformational process necessary for you to hear us in a new way. And the same with tests of illumination and of divine wisdom. The second ray initiations will show you where you've not emptied yourself enough through that willingness to go into solitude, into quietude, where you've hung on too much to belief systems that no longer serve you, instead of being ready and available and moving into the observer mode to bring in that higher light, that higher wisdom that can guide and direct you along your path of enlightenment. And then there's a third aspect, which is, of course, the aspect of love. And many of you struggle with love every so often because you want to have a plan. You want to control love, but you cannot control love. Love happens in the most natural way and when it's appropriate. The more you're trying to have a plan about how to draw it to you, the further you push it away. Love very much is about the power of allowance, the power also of using your ability to remember that you are a co-creator and that what you do for yourself, the relationship that you have with yourself, will then also show outside of yourself. So if you are seeking for relationships where you are going to want to be seen more, it is also about looking at your own self in your true light. Often you look in the mirror and you judge yourself. You feel that your humanness is too insufficient, that certain wrinkles or certain forms on your body are insufficient, are not good, are limiting your beauty. But the beauty is coming from something much deeper. It is coming from that Christ itself is in you. It is coming from that illuminated part within you. And as you begin to focus on that, you will be amazed how quickly you might change in weight, or how quickly you might no longer even see the wrinkles, or see the gray, or see something that you feel is no good or is insufficient. So if you ask me, how can you bring change to the way you feel about yourself? The answer to that is by focusing on the divinity within you, by focusing on the light within you, by focusing on the Christ self within you. Simple statements as a reminder could be something as easy as I am love and I am loved. It could be as easy as I am the Christ consciousness in physical form and in action here on earth. And so keep it simple. Do not overthink it. Use simple terms to remind you what your life really is all about, and you begin to see yourself as who you truly are. And then others will see you as who you truly are. That is how it works. And yes, of course, there's going to be fear coming up. There's going to be fear coming up, wondering if you're going to fail. There will be moments where your human self or your lower self might want to sabotage you by telling you that you're not good enough, by telling you that you're limited, by telling you that the past is going to repeat itself. But then it is for you to connect with a ray of power and to remind yourself that you are an aspect of God's source creator, all that is. And would you tell God's source creator, all that is, that it is not good enough, that it is not beautiful enough, that it is not powerful enough? No, no. You accept God as a beautiful, vast essence that it is. So it is time for you to truly do that about yourself. Now, we are celebrating today a full moon, and even if you listen to this at a later time, you still feel that essence, that vibration through this radio show of the full moon. And so when it comes to that, what is very much illuminated is not only your feeling world, but it is that feminine part within you, that creative side, that part of you that is willing to open up to that spark of the divine to enter and to then give birth to a new form of existence. And often at the full moon, that is when you become sad or angry because you recognize where you've suppressed that divine feminine aspect within you, whether you're male or female, it doesn't make a difference, and where you've limited yourself by allowing to give your power away to those around you, even to circumstances around you. And what happens with that is that there is a build-up of inner anxiety and even anger and frustration. And when these vibrations enter your body, it disrupts your system, your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual system. It disrupts your alignment with your divine I Am presence. So at a time of a full moon especially, we invite you to call upon the silver ray of the full moon and to let it enter into you, to let it infuse you and fill you up with this beautiful essence that can bring about much healing to you, that can infuse you with calming energy so that that aggravation that you sometimes feel or that urge to have to do something, that you must be doing something, that you must act, that you must have a plan, to diffuse that through the silver ray. So we are going to now ask you to open yourself up to the full moon energy, to open your crown up and to bring that silver ray in through your crown into every aspect of your body as we are going to play the second piece of Mike Snyder's music. So feel the beautiful silver ray of the moon calming down your nervous system, calming down every part of your body. As you take a few deep breaths and allow yourself to sink deep within your own heart center. Once again, feel yourself be drawn into your most inner part of your heart. That part that not only holds the Christ itself within you, but it holds all of your divine essence within you. And so envision within yourself that beautiful, bright light, that divine flame of all oneness. And it beckons to you. And it wants you to draw out of its vastness, specifically the flame of power, the flame of wisdom, and the flame of love. And descending at this time into your heart, into your inner sanctuary to be with you in this process are the angel of power, the angel of divine wisdom, and the angel of love. And they are creating a triangle of power, love, and illumination around you. And this triangle contains those three flames within it, as well as you. And so you can feel each flame in its purity. And so envision reaching out to each flame. Touch upon the flame of power. Feel what true power means to you and where you have not allowed yourself to be in a place of trust and a place of faith. Where you have tried so much to control something because you felt that that would be the right way, the appropriate way, the acceptable way. But sometimes the acceptable way is not yours. Your unique, individuated self out of all that is. And that means you also have a unique path to walk. Nobody will be able to tell you what this path should look like. You choose what you want this path to look like. And so, when you touch now also upon the ray of illumination and divine wisdom, allow yourself for a moment to step back from all that what has drawn you into the drama of your own life. And touch upon the vastness of who you are. Releasing for a moment everything that you've attached yourself to. And allow yourself to be empty in the knowing that there's nothing you have to do. Nothing you have to prove to yourself or anyone. But that it is okay to not know. It is okay to be empty. As deep inside of you, you remember many occasions, past lives and even in this lifetime, where you received the appropriate guidance, the appropriate information at the right time, when you needed it. Not before, not afterwards, but exactly when you needed it. And that is the key of the ray of illumination. Because as you empty yourself, you make yourself available. You make yourself available in the most beautiful way. Available for spirit, for your spiritual self to enter. And for you to experience the sacred union of your spiritual self and your physical self, creating a magnetic force that can draw to you great love, joy, peace, and abundance. It is through that alignment with that spiritual self, with your spiritual self, that you begin to vibrate as an illuminated one yourself. You become the illumination within the darkness. Is a beacon of love and hope that can make such a great difference in the world. And so, that becomes part of you then too. And it triggers within you a love that is beyond any love you've ever experienced in this lifetime. It is a love that you're so much yearning for. But I am here to tell you that for you to experience this love, you don't have to ascend and leave your physical existence behind. This love can be experienced here on earth as you consciously choose to be the portal between heaven and earth. As you consciously choose to be more than just what you see in yourself, as you consciously choose to see the divine essence within and within everyone around you at all times. I understand it's a process. Some days will be easier than others. But as I always say, that at the core of transformation is the choice. So choose to live with these powerful three rays on a conscious level on a daily basis. And great change will come to you. And great relationships will be drawn by you to you. And that is what your heart desires. That is what your soul is speaking of to you directly. So allow now within you to draw these three flames into one, creating a portal, an illuminated portal that as you step in, allows you to lift up out of your heart, out of your physical self, into your soul body. And for a moment, feel and sense your soul body. There are many, many memories, past, present, future, within your soul body. But your soul is speaking to you right now, reminding you of the beautiful, magnificent being of love and light that you are. And so allow yourself now to be drawn even further out and up, leaving not only your body, not only your soul body, but reaching upwards as the threefold flame is guiding you beyond the earth, is guiding you upwards through the portal of the sun, further upwards. And further upwards. And you can feel a tremendous love calling to you. It is a love that you've been yearning for, to experience on earth for so long. It is the love of the cosmic Christ that is calling to you. And so allow yourself to raise up even further. And every one of you will experience the embrace of the Christ, of the cosmic Christ, uniquely different. Don't limit yourself. But now that the cosmic Christ at the heart of all that is calling to you and is drawing you in. And not only drawing you in, but in this process will infuse you with a higher frequency of oneness consciousness, of a cosmic love frequency, that not only you will receive in this union with between you and the cosmic Christ, but it will go down in direct lineage to your physical body. And so as you now feel the sacred union, as you now for a moment are one with the cosmic Christ, allow yourself to receive the energy download and the activation on all levels of that higher Christed essence within you. As we are playing this music now, remember to stay in that receptive mode. But I ask you the best you can to just stay open and receptive so that the cosmic Christ essence can be downloaded and work within you and through you at this time. Now at this point, allow yourself to receive an etheric gift from the Cosmic Christ, as the Cosmic Christ is going to infuse a tree of life, an illuminated tree of life, within your very, very deepest essence, within your soul, within your physical human self. And this tree of life is going to support you to maintain the connection that is necessary with the earth, to stay rooted, to stay grounded, but at the same time to have your crown far up into the heavens. So as you're rooted, you have the freedom to reach upward and to be in holy communion with your divine self and bring that in through you into the roots and from your roots into the heart of earth that in turn will then affect many. So envision yourself as a living, Christed tree of light in the most illuminated form. And that becomes a symbol for your existence, for your work here on earth. So with that, slowly find your way back towards your physical form. But now that you've been touched in a way that cannot be undone, you've been empowered through the highest frequency of love that will give you an opening of illumination like you haven't seen before. Be aware that many opportunities will be brought to you now at this time because of the new magnetic frequency you are holding. So slowly use your breath to move your consciousness back towards the earth. But for a moment, before you move further, embrace the whole earth with that vibration of the Christ love and illumination and empowerment. There are so many pockets on earth that are going through such deep purging that can be so painful and frightening, and yet they are part of the necessary change for the new paradigm to be anchored on earth. So use your ability as a channel and instrument of the consciousness of the Cosmic Christ to bring through that illumination to all those in need. Simply through envisioning it, simply through sending it where it is needed the most right now. And you don't necessarily need to even know where that is. Simply through your intent to let your spiritual self guide and direct this cosmic ray of love will be all that's needed. And use your breathing to support this process. Beautiful. That shows you how much of a light worker you truly are, because it is these simple acts that can make such a great difference as you remember that you are a point of light within a greater light. You are a point of love within the beautiful flame of love of all that is. Just as you're a speck of sacrificial fire within the fiery will of God, you are truly an illuminated being of love and light, making a difference in the world. Know that and own that. And so you become the extension of Divine Source, reminding humanity that there can be a different choice, that the choice does not always have to be retaliation or anger or hatred or fear, that the answer can be love and that it is safe to love. It is safe not only to love, but to also allow yourself to be loved just the way you are. just the way you are. So know that your presence on earth makes a great difference. And that, yes, sometimes you're asked to be present in places where it might be a bit uncomfortable for you because you can feel the discordant energies. But remember, you've chosen to come to earth to support the awakening process here on earth. So sometimes we ask you to bring your light into areas where it's needed the most, because that is your gift. That is your ability to bring healing where healing is needed, to bring awakening where awakening is needed, to bring illumination where it is needed. And so slowly allow yourself to find your way back to your physical body now, and to re-enter your body through your crown all the way back into your heart. And take a moment within your heart and envision a beautiful altar dedicated to the cosmic Christ within and around you. Envision on this altar a chalice holding this threefold flame of the Christ consciousness, holding interwoven the flame of power, of illumination, and of love. And so at different times when it becomes uncomfortable for you or when you're seeking for clarity, enter your heart center. Take the time of quietude and reach out to that threefold flame and consciously send it to different areas within your physical self, but also allow it to expand from within outside of yourself. And by doing though, helping you not only to release what no longer serves you, but also helping you to affect your surroundings in a most beautiful way. And believe me when I say that these times right now are crucial to choose love over fear. It is of the utmost importance to not let yourself get caught in any form of doomsday visions, but to have trust and faith that everything is in divine order. To have trust and faith that you are truly playing a role within the divine plan, that you are always at the right place at the right time, that there is no accident, that there is nothing that you have to be afraid of, that you are being watched over not only by your own spiritual self, but you're being watched over by many, many divine beings, by those of us who've walked the path of ascension before you, the path of enlightenment, so that in turn we can help you to do the same. I have been working throughout this hour with the violet flame on you to assist in releasing any discordant energies that might hinder you from truly opening up to the Christ itself within you. Now that will continue in the next 24 to 48 hours. Also know that the download you received, the activation you received, will also be felt within the next 24 hours from the time you've heard it, from the time you've listened to this. So allow it its way to release what needs to be released. You might feel it within your cellular memory as a kind of shaking and shuddering, but that is okay. It is safe. Nurture yourself, love yourself, and know that you are very much loved. And now I'm handing the word back over to Brigida. I am Saint Germain, and my love is with you always. Blessings to you, and it is so. Well, thank you, Saint Germain. You didn't leave me a lot of time, but thank you. Well, some of us are celebrating Thanksgiving, so all of you, I wish a wonderful time of Thanksgiving. Remember, there's always something we can be grateful for. Just remember the divine essence within you. Thank you so much for being part of our show today. I know this will help you on your path of enlightenment. And I'm very much looking forward to being with all of you again next week. Make sure to listen to this show and all past shows 24/7 on demand here and on iTunes. I can't really make a prediction of what's going to happen next week, but it will be a continued journey on your path, supporting you on your path of transformation and enlightenment. Once again, if you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. Blessings to all of you. My love goes out to you. I am truly grateful for every single one of you in my life in some form or way. May your path be open and filled with love, joy, peace, and harmony. I am Brigitte Boyer, and you just listened to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. And it is so. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us on The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Please tune in again for another edition with your host, Brigitte Boyer, and Saint Germain, along with other divine masters and angels of love and light. Have a good week.